When they had gathered there all the force that they could, for Eldacar had no ships to beset them by sea, they sailed away, and established themselves at Umbar. There they made a refuge for all the enemies of the king, and a lordship independent of his crown. Umbar remained at war with Gondor for many lives of men, a threat to its coastlands and to all traffic on the sea. It was never again completely subdued until the days of Elessar, and the region of South Gondor became a debatable land between the corsairs and the kings. The loss of Umbar was grievous to Gondor, not only because the realm was diminished in the south and its hold upon the men of the Harad was loosened, but because it was there that Ar-Pharazôn the Golden, last king of Numenor, had landed and humbled the might of Sauron. Though great evil had come after, even the followers of Elendil remembered with pride the coming of the great host of Ar-Pharazôn out of the deeps of the sea, and on the highest hill of the headland above the haven they had set a great white pillar as a monument. It was crowned with a globe of crystal that took the rays of the sun and of the moon, and shone like a bright star that could be seen in clear weather, even on the coasts of Gondor, or far out upon the western sea. So it stood, until after the second arising of Sauron, which now approached, Umbar fell under the domination of his servants, and the memorial of his humiliation was thrown down. After the return of Eldacar, the blood of the kingly house and other houses of the Dúnedain became more mingled with that of lesser men, for many of the great had been slain in the kinstrife, while Eldacar showed favour to the Northmen, by whose help he had regained the crown, and the people of Gondor were replenished by great numbers that came from Rovanion. This mingling did not at first hasten the waning of the Dúnedain, as had been feared, but the waning still proceeded, little by little, as it had before. For no doubt it was due above all to Middle-earth itself, and to the slow withdrawing of the gifts of the Númenóreans after the downfall of the Land of the Star. Eldacar lived to his 235th year, and was king for 58 years, of which 10 were spent in exile.